This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Number three is kicking off right now. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, if you would like to join in the fun, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you like, is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and Richard Rich.
We have been talking about this article from PinkNews.com stating that Joe Exotic,
Florida man, bribes the president.
A well-mulleted man reportedly spent $10,000 in Trump Hotel hoping for presidential pardon, which... We're talking, I said, doesn't that seem like bribery, really?
Absolutely.
I mean, isn't he trying to...
What is 100% bribery?
Attempted.
Like, I mean, there might be a special word for when you're bribing a politician, but I don't know it, and that's it.
Well, I think that's just called lobbying.
Greasing the wheels. Oh, that's what it is.
He was lobbying the president for a pardon.
Apparently. Doesn't he need to form a PAC or something for... to lobby the president in such a way?
This ad paid for by Free Joe Exotic.
I'm Joe Exotic, and I approve this message. I don't know what Joe Exotic sounds like, so it's probably not even close.
No. You need a lot more twang.
Not more twang.
That's closer.
All right. All right, so his representatives, that's Joe Exotic, his representatives.
The lobbyists.
His lobbyists have been chasing a pardon since April 2020 when Donald Trump suggested that he would take a look. But part of their campaign for a pardon also included spending thousands of dollars in a Trump-owned hotel in an attempt to get the president's attention, according to the New York Times. An anonymous organizer told the publication that Exotic's team had spent around $10,000 during a visit to the Trump International Hotel in Washington.
What if it's just Joe Exotic and, like, he just has bad friends? Like, no, this is totally going to work. And they just went and treated themselves to a vacation at the Trump Hotel. Put this on Joe's bill.
How would a lobbyist behave?
Probably the same way, I would imagine.
That's what they were saying to themselves. Yeah. We get to pretend we're lobbyists today. Let's go blow a bunch of money for no reason.
I'm going to do unspeakable things to that mini bar.
Also... if the Trump International Hotel is in Washington, how is it international?
It's branding.
How can you have an international hotel? Short of a Zeppelin.
That's my problem with, like, the International House of Pancakes.
Okay.
Is kind of the same, right? Like, I've never seen one in Canada or Mexico.
Goes back to the question of the international Jew from earlier. What makes them international?
Why is it always about the Jews?
I don't know. Okay. It's funnier.
An anonymous organizer for the publication, or anonymous organizer told the publication, that Joe Exotic's team had spent, and we already said that, this month, Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, G-O-E-T-Z, appeared on Fox News to say that he thinks Trump should pardon Exotic as well as himself.
Me and Joe Exotic.
Mr. Trump, I think you should pardon Joe Exotic and me.
And me.
And my two. Oh, my God. Why didn't we read this article
first? Well, as long as
you're
passing these out, I'd like a presidential pardon, too.
So on a serious note, there are people that's like, if Trump's going to do anything on his way out the door, right, it's pardon a whole bunch of people just to, like, you know, piss off the left even more. And that this could very well do it. Whoever the left hates that's in need of a presidential pardon should get it on the way out.
Okay.
Well, the potential predictions for a lame duck president are nothing new, that's for sure.
Right.
Well... get back to...
And that is one of the few powers that he absolutely has.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
Oh, the pardon power? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's some debate about, like, oh, well, he couldn't actually, say, end the wars.
As the commander-in-chief, did not bring all the troops home.
Some people argue that, and I mean, to be fair, the military-industrial complex would definitely fight
They lied to him about troop numbers.
They did. They lied to him about the troop numbers in Syria so that we could keep more people in, you know, places they could explode.
I mean, if he's gone to the extent that he has with the counting and all that kind of stuff, it would be interesting to see, you know, how much of a tantrum he's going to throw on his way out. And by tantrum, I mean, like, what kinds of things is he going to do? Because he could
He doesn't get appointed president by the Supreme Court?
Right. Mm-hmm. He could certainly try to bring all the troops home and order some people to do some things that, you know, as the president in chief and all that kind of thing.
And then on January 20th or whatever date the inauguration is, Joe Biden could send him right back in.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, he could try to do some things, some unprecedented things.
Absolutely could.
You know, I'm wondering how far he's going to carry that.
I'm still waiting. Like, you know, I mentioned the people waiting for the Supreme Court to, like, rule on that. And I just, like, these are the people going, like, Trump's playing 8D chess. Right, and they're just so deluded.
I don't even think Trump could play actual chess. Okay. Like 2D chess.
He's a very stable genius, just ask him.
For his whole presidency, that was their like excuse for everything weird that Trump did.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You just don't understand. He is so far ahead of the game. Right. He had to lose this election.
He's playing 7,382D chess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to lose the election to expose the cheating that was going on, the stolen election, just so he could then become appointed later at the Supreme Court level.
My hope for him changing anything at all went right out the door as soon as he named his cabinet.
Okay.
Like, drain the swamp! And what did you do? You hired exactly the same people that were in here last time.
I would actually like to see, like, first person footage, so Donald Trump actually carrying like a phone or a video camera around, and him just going around to everybody that he can on his way out going, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, right? And like it actually being true, like he's actually firing and then not replacing anybody. That would be great.
Hmm.
It'll never happen, but that's something I would like to see. I think that'd be fun.
What I'm going to miss most is Kayleigh McEnany. I'll just say that right there.
Who?
Out on air. The press briefing person.
Oh, I've never, is she hot?
In my opinion, yes.
All right. Well,
you have
look,
your standards
look her up
I
later,
guess.
Captain.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out. I trust you. Your judgment has been pretty good thus far.
I appreciate it.
Well, there is something to be said for a pretty face delivering bad news.
And she's very good at delivering the news. Like she's probably the best press secretary he's had throughout his entire tenure as president.
Well, this guy Matt Gaetz suggested the president should self-pardon to combat radical left bloodlust, and added, President Trump should pardon Michael Flynn. He should pardon the Thanksgiving turkey. He should pardon everyone.
Yeah, that one's a done deal.
From himself.
And the Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah.
To his administration officials.
Which I definitely expected to happen a lot earlier.
And Joe Exotic, if he has to.
I want to be president just to be the first president that eats the Thanksgiving turkey.
Wait. Right? You're like, no, those turkeys, not pardon, he looks delicious. If I deep fried this guy, I think he'd be great.
First presidential turducken.
It says something about our judicial system. President and government in general, that something that cannot actually be subjected to any of those things gets a pardon before a human being.
Who deserves one
can get one. It's as if they're mocking everybody and shoving it right in your face.
Every time they do that, the turkey pardon, yeah, I would agree with that. It's an insult to people who really should be getting presidential pardons.
Indeed.
Right? Can you imagine what that would be like? You know, you're in jail or, you know, in Russia and, you know, really kind of hoping that the service you did for all of humanity might not get punished. And there he is, pardoning some turkey.
The turkey doesn't even get the, like, we'll look into it thing, right?
Right.
Like, he doesn't even, no thought there, right? We don't need to look into the turkey, just pardon. But everybody else is like, oh, no, I'll take a look.
Well, as for the turkey that I'm about to eat, I'll look into pardoning him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to me that there's something a little unfair about all of that.
An injustice.
An injustice has been done. 855-450-3733 is our number if you'd like to join us.
If justice actually exists.
If justice actually exists on Free Talk Live. Coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
There, the rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoBite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoBite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoBite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We probably have time to get you on the air if you call now.
Plenty of time.
We have some calls holding. We'll get to those in just a minute.
We'll skip over them just for you.
I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in studio, it's...
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we'll get to your calls in just a bit, but you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. You guys are going, right?
Will there be a mask bedazzling station?
If it is physically possible, I will be there.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, you and I.
I wouldn't miss it.
We had some fun with our friend Jameson.
Oh yeah. Oh, we had a lot of fun with our friend Jameson.
It was a delicious time.
Oh, you know what else is a major event? You know, that people can gather socially. That's going on next year. Nothing.
That's right.
So how
nothing
about
is scheduled for next year.
2021, the sequel.
Yeah.
So you may as well, because what else is going on?
ForkFest.party. We hope to see you. You can come party with us. We have a whole bunch of phone calls. Let's go immediately to Amir calling from Hawaii. Amir, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me here.
Indeed. I understand you may know one of the hosts here in the studio. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. I have met him, and I've known him from my younger years.
Cool. What's on your mind, Amir?
Well, how you doing, Richard?
I'm well. How are you?
Richard, ooh.
Or whatever. He's the only one that ever gets away with that.
All right, I won't do it again.
Okay. Well, Richard just invited me here. I keep in contact with him through Telegram, and he's been giving me some advice because I have a few speeding traffic, like, court cases.
Okay. So, and let me be clear with the advice. It is not legal advice, but Amir has come into some knowledge about the court system and some theories that many people will say are conspiratorial, and I'm not necessarily encouraging this, but I'm not discouraging it either, because my court experience lends me to believe that some of these have some basis in, you know, legal theory, although I don't find any of them to be effective when you try it and when you attempt them in court. But doing so, like monkey wrenching the system in court, has used to be a pretty good pastime of mine, and I'm glad he's carrying on. Go on.
I think it's some of the most effective civil disobedience to just actually show up in court when they give you a ticket.
Yeah.
Because, hey, if everyone did it, it would cost them more than they get from passing out these speeding tickets, and maybe they'd stop.
All right, so Amir, tell us more.
Sure, let me begin with what I know. So I had one of my friends advise me that if you do get a traffic citation or like just anything, then it's good to just write a letter saying this statement, and it goes like this: this letter should fulfill my obligation to the court, and it says I deny these charges. I demand for dismissal. And then if they do decide to force a court date on you, then you should bring in like a copy of your birth certificate, mm-hmm. and you can use that as proof that you are this person. But that one has to do with like a straw man theory. It's kind of it's kind of like a conspiracy. And this is some things that other people were telling me, but what Rich was telling me is actually a little bit more useful. And he was telling me when they do drag you to court, then you want to motion for discovery, and basically like that's going to help you cross examine the police officer.
Okay.
And also from what I want to know, from what I know personally, because I was taken to court for like 3.5 years, what you should also do is also motion for a speedy trial, because that is going to cost court resources, and they don't want to give you a speedy trial. Or this is from my experience,
right?
On the arguments of the strange possibilities of going to court, from what I've seen, the most coherent argument is that you have to challenge jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what that means, I think, this is not legal advice because I don't know, and if it was, it would include a bill, but from what it seems to me about this thing, by challenging the jurisdiction, you're essentially saying, no, I don't belong to you.
Right. Okay. So here's some of my experience going down that little mini rabbit hole. So there's plenty of theories on how to challenge jurisdiction.
Right.
There's plenty of YouTube videos on what to say to challenge jurisdiction. And my experience is when I say those magic words in court, you have to do it like before court gets started.
Right.
So they call you in there, and before like they go like, well, how do you plead or whatever, you like immediately you challenge jurisdiction. And the response I always got back to that was, that's a trial issue. We can't get to the jurisdiction issue until we get to the actual trial.
Mm.
So then you go, okay, so and the last handful of times I've gone to court, I've not entered one of their pleas. Right. I've entered either a plea of no victim, or I just said, well, do your thing and you'll enter a plea on my behalf because I'm used to this situation already.
Yeah.
So they'll enter a plea on my behalf. That's how it's gone like the last half dozen or so times. And then we get to court and, you know, the trial phase, and they go, I would like to challenge jurisdiction. And they go, well, that time has passed. We're a trial now. So they railroad you past the challenging jurisdiction when it's appropriate. And then some of the theories will say, well, at any point in time, you can challenge jurisdiction.
That is the theory.
That is the theory. But in practice, when you try to do it, it's either not yet time or well past time.
You have to somehow assert the jurisdiction issue.
And I mean, fundamentally, it's a big show to convince you that they own you.
Hey, Amir, thanks for the call tonight. We do appreciate it. 855-450-3733 is our number. We've got packed phones, so we will get to more of your calls and your thoughts as we continue here about halfway through the third hour of Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up for you.
If phones really exist.
If phones exist.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pfizer began flying shipments of their coronavirus vaccine to the U.S. from Belgium this past week. The vaccine is awaiting an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration, something that could happen by the middle of December. Governor Phil Murphy credits the Trump administration with pushing the fast development of a COVID vaccine. The New Jersey Democrat tells Fox News he also credits private investments in public health.
I was on privately with Vice President Pence just before Thanksgiving and said so. We're on calls regularly with the White House. We've got one tomorrow. In addition to Secretary Azar, you've got the likes of Tony Fauci, General Gus Perna, New Jersey's own, who's overseeing the distribution, Stephen Hahn, others. I also give the private sector players a lot of credit, and I give decades of investment in public health a lot of credit.
This is USA Radio News. Congress returns from Thanksgiving break tomorrow with the task of passing another round of coronavirus stimulus front and center. House Democrats are trying to push through a broad $2 trillion plan, while Senate Republicans are pushing a targeted $500 billion bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they need to get some form of aid passed. Representative French Hill says a bill should have already gone through. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that one of the most important things Congress can do right now is let state governors spend the money they've already been given through the CARES Act.
And we need to get this done. We need to extend the Paycheck Protection Program for our small businesses. We need to give our governors flexibility to spend the CARES Act money that they have. And that's critical because that date ends 12/31 of this year.
Congressional leaders will also need to agree on a spending bill to fund the government by December 11th. Negotiators had hoped to be able to settle on a budget bill for all of 2021, which looks unlikely, with less than 2 weeks to hammer out an agreement before the deadline. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Our number is, well, you know what it is, and we've got packed phones, so you can try 855-450-3733. Hopefully we'll get to you. If not, we are on 7 nights a week. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I want to take a moment and say thank you to David LV. He is tonight's amplifier. If you don't know what a Free Talk Live amplifier is, please head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and there you will find a variety of ways that you can help us get this show onto more radio stations. We're on somewhere around 180, 190 radio stations now. We could be on 200, 220, 250. It's all up to you. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more, and if you do, there's some extra perks there for you. But if you've decided to partake in the entertainment, in the show that we put on, in the guests that we have, in our callers, and all of the different hosts that we have here, please consider amplifying over at amp.freetalklive.com to help us spread the message of freedom. Thanks again, David LV.
Let's add, we have crested the 200 station mark in the past.
We have, yes. And I believe we've fallen below that. There's been some you know, I don't know if it's
ebbs and flows a little bit.
COVID related, like radio stations closing or that kind of a thing. I'm not really sure what's going on. Ian takes care of.
But amping the show can help us get back to that part.
Indeed, it can. And so
people are talking about
that.
Seeing human faces. That can't be allowed.
Better have none of that. I just wanted to say on the topic of Amir calling in and going through the court process, particularly with challenging jurisdiction, I've never done any of that myself. But I know of people and have heard of people doing it, and the same resource keeps coming up, and that's, of course, Mark Stevens. I know you guys know who that is. He used to do a show here on LRN.FM.
I have tried the Mark Stevens method as well.
And I know he has some templates and that kind of thing, so I don't know if Amir has looked into that. I just want to make sure that we mention it. Maybe our listeners have not heard of Mark Stevens' methods. I believe he still publishes all of his documentation, including his templates and outlines for how to handle these things.
I'm going to have to look that one up. The most useful stuff that I've run into so far was a guy named Bill Thornton.
Yes, yeah. I've heard of him.
I have sent Amir that link for Mark Stevens.
Okay.
.net. I have also purchased the script to use in the past.
Okay.
Unsuccessfully.
Unsuccessfully.
So,
yeah.
You know, take that with a grain of salt.
Right. Yeah.
They claim it works. I'm sure it does. A lot of what he says will happen as you go through the process happens, but it's like an 11-page script, and you're supposed to ask questions
yep.
and take down answers. And by like page one and a half, they just go like, "We're done with that."
Yep.
And then you don't get to ask any more questions.
Yeah,
they railroad you through and move on.
It's a bit like a choose-your-own-adventure book where if you sort of don't say the right thing at the right time or say a thing out of order or something along those lines, as I understand it, that the process can go awry. And they do caveat it with, hey, you know, they're not lawyers. This doesn't work all of the time. But it's certainly worth a shot because it has been effective for some people. So, but there are other people out there that, you know, offer similar products or services.
Yeah.
That you know you should obviously investigate if that's what you are in the market for.
I'm not saying it doesn't work or that it doesn't have value.
Yeah.
It's an interesting process to go through.
Yeah.
Because every step that I've ever gone through where I get a little bit further, I learn a little bit more because they behave a little bit differently, and I go, interesting.
And that really is one of the nice things about, as terrifying as going to court can be, when you choose to go to court for things that have a very low penalty, like a speeding ticket.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that it gives you this chance to learn a little bit about their weird and absolutely occulted process.
Right, because once you are inside of the courthouse for whatever it is, you know, your speeding ticket or whatever it is, you are now experiencing what is referred to by myself and some other people as the second set of books, the second set of rules, right?
Right.
Because there's the rules that are, you know, whatever you did, speeding and you got pulled over, and that's one set of rules. Now, there's this whole second set of rules that exists underneath all of that, which is what you experience when you actually go through the court system.
And I have won more cases than I would have expected to win had I not done all this stuff along the way.
Right.
Because sometimes you get lucky, you can credit the system or not, but I go like, I didn't get a fine, I got, you know, the case was thrown out for whatever reason, more often than it would happen to anyone who goes in there and goes, pleads no contest, not guilty, and whatever.
All right, let's get to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go immediately to the Christian Anarchist calling from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yeah, I only have three things to share tonight. That's lies, lies, and lies. So the media and the Gunnerman Goon Squad are just full of lies. And so even if they accidentally tell the truth, they probably meant to tell a lie.
Yeah.
It's really a simple message, and I don't think people get it enough because somehow they still fall for the lies. And that's really the only thing people need to learn. They need to learn that they're being lied to about pretty much everything.
Well, is it the old Mark Twain quote, if you don't read the news, you're uninformed. If you do read the news, you're misinformed, kind of a thing?
Yeah. And he was so right because I've gotten to the point where I don't believe anything I read, anything I see on the media or whatever, because even if the video images are correct, they're misinterpreting what's going on, or, you know, they're editing things out. And of course, now we have the ability to make fake video.
You know, the deep fakes,
in real time. So they now can real time fake video. So, they could have a video of Trump doing his speech and in real time change the words and actions on the TV broadcast. They actually have that technology currently.
Yeah, that technology is scary, too. I've seen some of that just in, like, the demos and that kind of a thing, and it is pretty scary.
It's almost like living in the Matrix, where even you're watching that alley cat walk across the road, it's not real. You know, it's that, even that is a lie.
So does that mean in the future you can only trust, like, your personal experiences? Like, how do you get the news of what's going on elsewhere if nothing beyond what your, you know, eyes and ears and whatever can see and hear?
I think you have to dig for it. I don't think you can take any news feed and expect it to be right. You probably have to dig in and then, if possible, get in contact with people that live in that area to see if that news sounds right. Because
Well, part of that was supposed to be with Twitter. Sorry.
Yeah, a big thing that you have to do is get corroborating evidence. So, like, if you see a mirage, well, the reason you know it's not actually water is because you can't drink it. So you're using two different ways of getting information. Now, if you can get different sources of the same idea, then it's a little bit more likely to be actually true.
But the media, the big media, is all in cahoots. And they go, well, then you got to talk to the non-mainstream media. But those are all conspiracy
Indeed.
Theorists.
Well, and you have to ask yourself, who benefits? So, I mean, one of the funny things about the Flat Earth conspiracy, like, don't get me wrong, conspiracies are real. The formation of America was a conspiracy. But you look at that and it's like, okay, who would benefit from propagating that lie? Like, if this is a lie, who benefits? And since there's no obvious beneficiary, then maybe not.
Then you gotta dig deeper until you find one.
But Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. Well, I can tell you pretty easily who benefits from that. It's the military-industrial complex. I mean, everyone making bombs benefits from that lie.
Sorry, go ahead, Jim.
The truth about the world, of course, is that it's actually shaped like a pyramid. Wanted to get that out there for everybody. It's actually a pyramid floating through space.
Pyramid Earth Society have offices all around the globe?
I don't know. I think I'll have to set one up.
We appreciate the call tonight, Gene. Thank you.
Every corner of it.
Every corner.
I heard there are only four corners of the world.
1, 2, 3. There would be four corners of the pyramid as well.
Five? You forgot the peak.
Oh, I did forget. Oh, and you're the peakless mountaineer. Way to be on it. 855-450-FREE. We've got more Free Talk Live, more of your calls coming up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're raising all sorts of hell here at Free Talk Live. Get it, raisin?
Another fruit joke.
That's right.
That was a grape joke.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We've got some calls holding. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Beagless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And let's just go right away to that, and let's get to Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
You have me laughing with you raising hell. When are you not raising hell?
Well, raisin hell is where all of the dried up grapes go when they don't, follow their religion.
Is that raisin hell or raised in hell?
R-A-I-S-I-N. Like space.
The California variety.
Right, yeah. Heard it through the grapevine.
Hey, I got a couple for you. What about, tell Richard his friend, the lawbreaker, the speeder, or whatever he's in, the tickets he's getting?
No victim, no crime, Jerome.
Tell him, hey, just go to court, just tell him, hey, judge, I'm a celebrity. Trump says when you're a celebrity, they let you get away with it, and they just wipe it all clean, right?
Maybe. Joe Exotic is having a difficult time bribing the Trump administration into a pardon.
And he is a celebrity.
He's definitely a celebrity.
Yeah, or you can do like when Chris Cuomo asked the bag of bones, Kelly McEnany, as Trump ever
I take offense to
American
that.
People, and she said, oh, never. But you know that's a lie.
All right. So, Jerome, what'd you call it about tonight?
Hold on. Before we get to that, I'd just to say that Joe Exotic's big problem is that he committed his crimes before becoming a celebrity.
I thought his problem was his mullet.
That is the source of his Samson-like quaff of power.
I thought his problems was Carol Baskin's.
Mullet, Carol Baskin. All right. So, Jerome, what were you calling about tonight?
No, I was just mentioning some stuff. Like, we got a guy on the radio here who says he would never vote for a Democrat, but he off out of one side of his mouth, and then the other side, he says, well, he knows he's a hypocrite. So, hey, and he doesn't talk about you know, all the people dying from the virus. He doesn't talk about Trump getting the virus because he directly disobeyed what the doctors were telling him about this thing. He doesn't talk about how Trump got up and do a secret interview with Bob Woodward and said, oh, I know it's serious. And then gets in front of people and says, oh, this is a Democratic hoax. Okay? Yeah, it's a hoax, all right. 130 Secret Service agents tested positive. His son got it. Oh, they're all playing golf today, by the way.
So, Jerome, why are you so obsessed? Jerome, why are you so obsessed with Trump?
I am not obsessed with Trump.
You are.
You talk about him literally every single time you call in, which is regularly, which I appreciate.
He's going to have nothing to say after January.
What?
His entire shtick is gone.
He's going to run in 2024, right?
I certainly hope so. The return of the Magi. Thank you for bringing that up.
Return of the Magi.
M-A-G-A-I.
As he and Guido Giuliani, you know, the guy with the hair dye dripping down the side of his face. Have they found any election fraud yet? Because they've been looking all over, man.
There's plenty of election fraud.
Yeah, every election
every
is a fraud.
Year.
Every election is a fraud.
If you're not finding election fraud, I think there's something wrong with you. Because there's plenty to be found on both sides throughout history.
Right.
Can you name an election for president that hasn't included dead people voting?
Hey, look, I can tell you what. I trust this election more than I trust the one George Washington or Abraham Lincoln had when they got elected. I can tell you that.
Okay, but you weren't alive then.
Yeah. So, how are you going to verify those votes? Because it was all paper ballots?
They didn't have the safeguards in place that they do now, even.
Oh, yes. Such safeguards.
Yes.
It would be impossible. I trust them.
You know what? I don't trust any of the elections before President Obama got elected because everybody that was elected before him, they all look alike. So there's your voter fraud.
Yeah.
Wow.
Again,
well, thanks for the call tonight, Jerome. We do appreciate you.
You should feel the same way about Trump getting elected then because he may look like him, but he was definitely the outside candidate running against establishment politicians.
And now you've got, you know, more of the same, right? An old, crooked pervert, right?
Yeah.
You know, white guy.
I've got a headline that we're not going to get into. Impeach Joe
Excuse
Biden.
Me. Excuse
already.
Me.
They're
orange.
Putting it out there.
Okay, orange guy, whatever.
More fruit right. jokes.
All right, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Welcome to the latest episode of the David Olson Show. Tonight's guest, again, Free Talk Live, and special musical guest, Captain Kickass, with his rock opera, just finished.
Is that what
you're... Brian.
Have you listened to the song?
The Life of Brian?
No, the song. Opera? No. The parody song over at LordKickass.com. It's called Wear the Face Diaper. It's a parody of the Beatles' Paperback Writer.
I heard it live on air on the David Olson Show with a special guest, Freak Dog Live.
All right. Well, as long as it's been played on a show officially.
Yes, of course.
That's how you get the word out. Start your own show. The David Olson Podcast Hour.
That's right. And number one, people can get experience if they want to sit in court without going to court. You go to the New Mexico Metro Courts, and you can see online there how to find courtrooms you can sit in via telephone and Zoom and stuff like that. The audio, not video, and you can listen to this monkey business. And speaking of monkey business, I had a hearing last week, and it followed some of the patterns that you described. Mm-hmm. And this was in front of a judge, Christine Rodriguez. Oh. And Auditor Brian Colon, State of New Mexico, and Attorney General Hector Balderas, and representatives and senators, listen up. And Brian, I know where money is being illegally wasted, and you're the auditor. Okay, so Christine Rodriguez, judge, she calls my case, and the first thing I say is objection on the record for purposes of appeal, and then I state that my due process right to assist in my defense, my due process right to counsel to assist in my defense is being denied by my own defense attorney and my public defender, Roberta Yurcik, Y-U-R-C-I-C. These are public records.
No, you're sick.
The judge, yeah, you're sick. Anyway,
you're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
Right. So the judge, I got the objection. I jammed that objection in so that I couldn't be shut down, like you're talking about judges shutting you down.
Right,
and
right.
So I
yes.
jammed that in and got it in, yeah. And then the second I got it in, the judge says, I need you to be quiet. This is Judge Christine Rodriguez, remember?
Of course.
And that's a pattern. Every single judge, I'm 3 for 3 in the last 3 hearings when I've voiced my objection, they've told me to shut up. And remember, I'm voicing this objection because, you know, theoretically,
but
I'm
you have representation,
shut up.
And so you're not allowed to speak. Your representative speaks for you.
Right, but I'm objecting to that my representative is not representing me.
Understood.
It's part of the railroading. It's part of the railroading. They do it intentionally.
So
and also... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the things that I learned, at least in Hawaii, going through the court system, is the public defender is not your constitutionally appointed public attorney. Like I had the office of the public defender withdraw from my case, and the judge issued me a private attorney. At the court's expense.
Wow.
That's what I have. Roberta Yurchek is a private attorney assigned to me because the public defender they quit on me. They don't want to represent me, and they turned it over to a private attorney. And
okay.
I went through one because he was Reinhardt is his last name. He was not doing anything, and I called him on it and got him excused and replaced by Yurchek. And Yurchek was doing all right. She was doing well until all of a sudden, mysteriously, a couple weeks ago, she stopped communicating with me. So I'd like to know.
She had drinks at the bar with the prosecutor's office.
Probably. But Brian Colon, New Mexico State Auditor, I'd like you to look into that, as well as you, Hector Balderas, New Mexico Attorney General, because my attorney just mysteriously stopped communicating with me and will not respond to emails asking her why. So that's an interesting question.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Further. Here's an interesting thing. In that same courtroom, after my hearing, I was sitting there listening, and a dude called in, and I remember hearing his case called, like 45 minutes earlier or so. He calls in and announces himself, and the judge says, why didn't you call in earlier? And she had previously called his case. He wasn't there. The witness against him, the officer was there, and this guy didn't show up via telephone, so she issued a warrant for his arrest. And then he calls in, and she's all like, why didn't you call in earlier? And he tells her, because, well, I did call in, but when I called into the number, it just said the meeting hasn't started yet, and just wait. And so he waited and waited.
Hey, David, I got to cut you off. Thanks for the call tonight. We are out of time.
None of that surprises me.
Me neither. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find our archives at freetalklive.com. Peace.
If the archives really exist.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.